Hi, I'm with Yvelise. She's one of the project holder of Lila Loca. Yvelise, Lila Loca means the place where you play in Sanskrit. Can you tell us more about this project?
Yes, so yes, it means the place of play. So Lila Loca is a project that regroups various activities, all based on play, because I think throughout our years in education, we all started to work more with play, and we found out that it was a much better way for us to learn, no? And for the children to learn.
You all have an educative background.
Yes, yes, yes. We've all worked for several years, mainly in schools.
In Auroville schools also?
Yes, most of us, yes. Some have worked also in animation, so not especially in schools. We all have this kind of background, and that's how actually we created Lila Loca, is that the activities that we developed, we could develop them in the schools, but we found out that to have the best conditions to do them and to really do them fully, it would be better a place just for that. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell more about the origin of the project? When did you decide and how did it work to build this nice project?
So spontaneously, I think it started 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago now. And we started four of us, and we met quite spontaneously and started to talk about the possibility to have our own place to develop the activities. But at the same time, it started, you know, before that. I mean, we all had that dream long before 3.5 years ago, but when it started to want to manifest, it's then. And Lila Loca was, I want to mention that because this name was actually given to the project by a lady who's called Oroculture, who had herself dreamt of a project, a place like this, but really long time ago. She was at the ashram at that time, and she's still in Auroville now. She herself developed games to learn mathematics mostly. And so I think that was a project that was in the atmosphere for a long time, and yeah, we caught it, and now we are 7 women to develop it.
And Lila Loca, is it dedicated to all kids or special kids? Can you?
Yes, it's dedicated to all children.
If they go to school, if they don't go to school, even if they have special needs?
Yes. So, yeah, that is very important for us to be able to offer a place to children who have different needs, children who are so-called normal, different ages, so that there is not this difference that we make. No? Sometimes it's difficult to have special needs in a school because the curriculum is not adapted, and that doesn't mean that that may mean that you have different abilities, but actually abilities to develop that maybe you don't have the opportunity in the school. So then the differences also become less, and the sometimes called incapacities turn into capacities. So that was really important for us to be able to integrate all children.
So Lila Loca can complete the work of the school, something like this?
Yes. Yes, it completes the work of the school, but it goes so Lila Loca is a self-learning and resource center for the child, and if it completes the work of learning knowledge, but at the same time, for certain children, it can also be a place where they learn. So at the beginning, especially, it will be very complementary and outside of school hours, or sometimes during school hours, but organized in coordination with the school. But at the same time, we never know what Lila Loca wants to become, no? Because there are many children who also study at home. I mean, if more and more, and some parents who are more interested in this education. So let's see what Lilaloka wants to become, because we are integrating things like learning through computer. There will be a library. There might be a mathematic room. Anna in the Nature's Theatre is also already doing learning. It's about mathematics, but through nature. So you can also learn knowledge, but only at your own rhythm and if you want to. So it might become also, it's not a school, but a place of learning.
Okay. Learning by games and play.
Yes.
And so you told us that self-learning is one of the basis of Lilaloka. Do you have other basis in Lilaloka, self-learning and different things about integral education?
Yeah, Lilaloka, it's about self-learning, learning about yourself and learning yourself what you're interested in. All our activities are based on non-judgment. Which we've each found out in our own activities that was really a way where the child could express. Otherwise, we blocked his own development, and we sometimes put a judgment, which doesn't seem like a judgment, like to say this child is slow, or this child is timid, or this child, or this drawing is nice, not nice. Some don't seem like a judgment, but actually it's like you impose something on the child already, and it becomes not that easy to get out of it, because they catch it even from very small. When you start to say that he's shy, he's like this, he's like that, even if you don't talk badly, he feels, you know, if he's, especially for the very sensitive children, they feel all that you say. So it's really discipline for us, of especially when we are with the children. Doesn't mean that we are like this always in life, but we try not to judge what their productions and what they do. So that's so self-learning is also based on the rhythm of the child. So we really have the trust that each child has his own rhythm and his own focus, what he will be doing, what he is good at or not. So, yeah, by offering this space with different activities that the child can choose, no? So it's also based on free choice. There's no forcing the child to do this or that. So that, yeah, that can only be like this in Lilaloka.
Okay, and what kind of activities will be proposed in Lilaloka? Can you tell us some example?
So there will be collective activities and individual activities. In the collective activities, there is the play of painting and nature's theater, which Anna is doing. Then the board games, the evolving board games, which Veronique do. She creates new games, adapts old games.
So adults will have the role of animators and not of teachers?
Yes, of guide, to be a witness, to be present, to put a frame. But we are not teaching anything. It's more we let it come, no? And so these are the collective activities mostly. There will be yoga, this kind of thing, but later on. And otherwise, individual activities are what I do, for example, is the individual play sessions. So mostly I take children who have special needs, where they, in the sessions, they can learn about themselves and find a way through their own challenges. No? And all that through play, of course. There will be also the sandbox, which can be sometimes a little bit collective or individual. So that is also putting like your own imagination, dream, creativity in a sandbox with all kind of figurines. And Marianne is also doing the horse therapy. So also mostly for children who have special needs. that won't happen on the site, it happens somewhere else, it already happens. And yeah, do I forget some? So the library will be there.
But in the second phases?
So in the first phases there will be a small room for the library actually. So because we don't have that many books anyway and we start small and yeah, we would like to build a real library for children, but there will be also storytelling, puppet theater, this kind of thing, which will be a public building also along the Crown Road.
And in the second phases, you will also have a big hall for many activities yeah. like Aikido and yoga yeah. for kids. And
yes, and what Veronique does also, she needs also a bigger space for children to be more independent in their play. So, yeah.
And about the organization, so people, parents will have to apply, make appointment for the kids, or kids will stay a full day, or how it will work?
Yeah, that we will see. In the beginning, we will, especially for activities like play of painting or group activities, you need to plan it. For individual activities, I really hope it will be more spontaneous, especially half-half, you know, some you plan, some you keep spontaneous. For me, the dream is that there is more and more spontaneity, because it's not because you say, okay, that day is for this, that it's actually for this. So when we talk about free choice, yes, but maybe some days it's not the day for that. So I hope for more fluidity when we have started. No?
Okay, and at the moment you have the land of the center, but the building is not already done. Where will you be situated?
So it will be situated in the cultural zone. It's close to Kalabumi. It's an art village. Actually, the land of Lilaloka is really beautifully situated because we are at the border of the Maakali Park, which so brings this element of nature in and which we need so to develop also the atmosphere we want there.
You want to make a magic garden?
Yeah, because we feel that nature is brings peace and there are some activities which are based on working in nature, of playing in nature. And it brings this element of magic. No? Mm-hmm. So, and the forest there, it's already quite grown. So it's very nice actually, because it already exists, something already exists. And just for the place of Lilaloka, it's really well situated because it's between the schools. And also there are cycle paths that come, so children can come by themselves, which is, for me, I feel it's very important, because many children, it's a free choice then of the parent to bring them, but it's not always, some can't have this free choice because their parents can't bring, so it's really that it's accessible to all children. So it's really, it's great.
And about the building, it will be finished maybe in 1 year and a half, maybe 2 years. Do you know more about this?
No, I don't know more. I hope it will be finished in 1.5, 2 years. I think we'd be ready to start within 2 years from July on.
Okay, so it will start in July, probably.
Let's see. Hopefully. Yes, I hope. Yeah, and usually it's a good time to start also, because the school starts at this time, so you can plan with them also what you can do. So,
and from the beginning of the year, you had an exhibition, you also had a PowerPoint in Cinema Paradiso about integral education. What events will happen in 2013?
We will try to do more presentations, because there we did one and it worked well. It's a good way to make yourself known and to present a project. So we will try to work out a new presentation which focuses really on Lilaloka. And so that will be events that in the guest season we can propose and present. And otherwise, of course, we'll give some activity workshops.
No? Already, before the opening of the
yeah,
center.
Yeah. Yes, and more, because we are getting also more organized and starting to work a bit with the learning community also, so that for the Nature's Theater, also maybe the board games, that can happen more regularly. And yeah, try to offer workshops, even maybe to learn, those who are ready to train a bit, no introduction, you know, this kind of.
Okay, and how can people help you? Because I guess you really need help, maybe financial help, or I don't know, books, games. What do you need?
Yeah, we need, of course we need financial help, and I start with this, it's true, we have enough money to start the building, but I don't think to finish it, even though we don't have a full estimate yet, but we probably will need 30 lakhs more or something. So financial help is definitely, at the moment, still very needed. And then, of course, for the activities, we also will need some books, some puppets, some small objects for the sandbox, some plants, pots for the nursery. There is a whole list of what we need, and it's there on the blog also of Lila Luca. So if people are interested, they can go and have a look there. There's more details about what we need, actually.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.